as hospitals usually do, ECMC owes a lot of money and has to pay it back over a lot of years. A plan to refinance the hospital's debt died. Legislators sent a plan to borrow $100 million for a new emergency room and major mechanical replacements back to committee, while some legal complexities are looked at by lawyers. The county has to pay the hospital operating deficit, and that just jumped from the planned $16 million to $34 million. County Executive Poloncarz says that could lead to big cuts.
We're going to have to identify $18 million of cuts elsewhere, and that's more than 10% of my discretionary spending. So that's a significant amount, and everything would be on the table. Roads, and from the general operating fund, arts and cultural institutions, parks.
The plan to refinance all the hospital debt included a tricky legal step to help solve some of that. The county executive's plan drew a blast from County Comptroller Stefan Mihailu, who says his attack has nothing to do with this being an election year.
The county executive clearly has a spending problem. He just purchased a $50,000 Chevy Tahoe, the luxury package with heated steering wheel. He's added almost $2 million in security measures to the Rath building. The county executive clearly has a spending problem, and he's trying to use smoke and mirrors and red-green budget-like schemes to kick the can in his responsibilities.
None of this dealt with what to do about the unexpected $18 million and how it will be paid for. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.